Members, please show their attendance by voting. Has any member failed to vote? The clerk, please take the roll.
35 present, 5 absent.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, Representative Guy, Brown, McKinnon, and Buckholter excused from the call of the House today. Mr. Speaker, I move at this time that Representative McKinnon be excused from the call of the House on the 29th of January.
Let's do that as two separate motions. The members absent on state business will stand excused. And if there's no objection, Representative McKinnon will be excused on the dates called for. Please stand in back to order.
Who did?
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I beg your pardon and the body's pardon as well. As you know, I'm still not with it on this job yet. I do want to announce that Representative Guy, Brown, and McKinnon are excused from the call of the House.
And the other absent member on official state business is now here. Record reflect that Representative Duncan is present.
Okay, I move and ask unanimous consent that all other absent members be excused on official state business.
There's no objection. The absent members are excused.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative McKinnon be excused on the 29th of January.
There's no objection. Representative McKinnon will be excused on those dates. Will the members please rise for a prayer by Pastor George McNevin. Will the Chief Clerk please certify the journal for the previous day?
As Chief Clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 11th day.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 11th day be approved as certified by the Chief Clerk.
With no objection, the journal for the previous day is certified. Are there any introduction of guests? Representative Barnes.
Mr. Speaker, in Galley B, I would like to introduce Tony Salamire from Anchorage. Could you stand, please, Tony?
Representative Eliason. Representative Rogers.
I'd like to introduce Valerie Hayes, the Director of the Education Work Council in Fairbanks, Terry Modro.
Any further guests for introduction? Messages from the Governor.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
The Senate has passed the following, and they are transmitted for consideration. Senate Joint Resolution Number 2 by Ray, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to disqualification of legislators.
Be referred to the Judiciary Committee.
Senate Bill Number 28 amended by Ray. I have no further resolutions for introduction. Senate Bill Number 28 amended by Ray, an act relating to criminal mischief and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary.
One more. Senate Bill Number 52 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to float planes under the Fish and Game Code and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Judiciary.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Communications.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions.
House Joint Resolution Number 12 by Randolph, Anderson, Barnes, Byrne, Bettesworth, Brown, Carney, Cotton, Duncan, Eliason, Freeman, Fuller, Gardner, Guy, Halford, Haugen, Hayes, Hurlburt, McKinnon, Malone, Martin, Meekins, Metcalf, Miles, Miller, Montgomery, Moss, Munson, O'Connell, Osterbach, Parker, Parr, Phillips, Rogers, Smith, and Jaroff, relating to the tax exemption granted to federal employees in Alaska and in other locations outside the contiguous 48 states.
State Affairs. Representative Randolph.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, there's two or three people in the gallery who I didn't get to co-sponsor that bill, and it will be on the desk, and if anyone would like to co-sponsor. What it does, it gives, it would allow, it's a resolution to our national delegation to put in legislation in the federal Congress that would allow the same 25% tax deduction on our incomes for all Alaskans that federal employees get. And I think all of your constituency would appreciate that.
That resolution will be held on in the chief clerk's office for an hour after the session for those members who wish to come by and sign up. Representative Cotton. House. We're still under introduction of citations and resolutions.
I have no further resolutions, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of bills.
House Bill 84 by McKinnon, an act relating to the refund of the unused balance of personal leave upon termination from state employment.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 85 by McKinnon, an act relating to bar examination review procedures and amending Alaska Bar Rule 7, Section 1.
Judiciary.
House Bill 86 by Miles, Martin, Barnes, Buchholz, Cotton, and Phillips. An act relating to the practice of veterinary medicine and providing for an effective date.
Pass and Finance.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Brings us to consideration of the daily calendar.
A citation honoring the memory of Ann Stevens by all members of the Senate.
Representative Anderson.
I move approval of the citation.
Is there any objection? If there's no objection, the record shall reflect that the citation commemoration of Ann Stevens was unanimously approved by the House.
I have a citation in memoriam Clarence Kramer by Senator Meland and Senator Ziegler.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move approval of the citation.
There's no objection. Record will reflect that the citation for Clarence Kramer was approved unanimously by this House. Representative Miller.
I have a citation honoring Robert Van Hout by Representative Miller.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'd ask unanimous consent that the citation be shown as sponsored by all members of the House.
Is there any objection to Representative Miller's motion to have all members of the House shown as sponsoring the citation? Robert Van Hout. No objection. Is approved.
Mr. Speaker, I'll move asking unanimous consent for approval of the citation.
There's no objection. The record will reflect that the House has unanimously approved the citation honoring Robert Van Hout.
I have a citation commending Clifford Merritt Allen by Representative Charlie Parr.
Representative Parr.
Mr. Speaker, if I might, I'd just make a couple of brief remarks before moving approval. Mr. Allen was a member of this body in 1931-32. I went back and looked up the journal to see what was happening in those days. It was a 60-day session. Mr. Allen was chairman of the what was the predecessor of our Community and Regional Affairs Committee. I thought one thing might be of interest to the body is that they got paid mileage in those days for coming to and from. And but the mileage he got for coming down here, he got paid for 900 miles for coming overland in the wintertime from Nome. But going back, he got paid for 2,700 miles because he went from here to Seattle and then by boat from Seattle back to Nome. So the 3,600 mile mileage to go from Nome to Juneau and back. And unfortunately, I can't give you much more about the what happened in the 1931 legislature, but it was an interesting thing to read. Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent for the approval of the citation.
If there's no objection, the record will reflect that the citation honoring Clifford Merritt Allen was approved unanimously by the House.
I have no further citations on the calendar, Mr. Speaker.
That completes the consideration of the daily calendar and brings us to unfinished business. Are there any items of unfinished business?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Byrne.
through some error in the computer, I think House Bill 52 has filed an error. It's a bill introduced by me referring to blood banking, and House Bill 22 was previously pre-filed. And then because of an error, House Bill 52, the same bill, was also filed. I don't know how it happened, but Chief Clerk asked me if I would move for its withdrawal, and I do. That's House Bill 52.
Is there any objection to Representative Byrne's motion to withdraw House Bill 52? There's no objection. House Bill 52 will be removed. Representative Cotton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Under introductions?
Under introduction of guests?
Well, these aren't exactly guests. I'd like to introduce the floor staff that's now working for us. At the door, on the blonde, is on the gallery A side, is Mary Gross, and the woman that just walked out the door is Cindy Spangers from Fairbanks. Mary Gross is from Anchorage. The Assistant Sergeant at Arms up in the left-hand corner is Mike Ireton from Anchorage. Page on this side is Susan Van Hout from Juneau, and our Sergeant at Arms this year is last year's Assistant Sergeant at Arms, Kathleen Metcalf from Juneau.
Representative Bettisworth.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to introduce from Fairbanks Mary Lou Staley, who's representative of Senator Stevens' office, Fairbanks.
Representative Carney.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B, I'd like to introduce Arlen Hansen from Palmer, an old friend.
Are there any further introduction of guests? If not, we're under unfinished business. Representative Hayes.
We have a brief at ease, Mr. Speaker.
House, please stand at ease. Are there any other items of unfinished business? If not, we're under special orders. Representative Hayes.
Mr. Speaker, I request the privilege of the floor to speak on commitment.
Representative Hayes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, it seems fitting at the end of the second week of session to observe that almost every legislature has earned its share of superlatives. Longest, shortest, most and least productive, most and least expensive, and the like. We now face the setting of our own records and making our own mark on the history of Alaska. With the unanimous consent of the minority, I am now placing our members on record as seeking to achieve one of the shortest sessions, one of the most frugal, the one most attentive to the needs and wishes of the Alaskan people and their posterity. It will be the mission of the minority caucus to be active in every committee, in every meeting on this floor, and in every hearing and special conclave to serve those ends. We will be the loyal opposition when that role is called for, and will offer constructive leadership when we have that opportunity. We will seek to economize, facilitate, and make cautious sense of every legislative proposal. We will work to make the record of this legislature one towards which future delegations will strive. If we fail in this mission, Mr. Speaker, it will be only because of the opposition and political self-seeking of other members. Men and women of good conscience can achieve truly enviable distinction this year. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Are there any other special orders? Announcements of committee meetings. Representative Miller.
Speaker, State Affairs will meet this afternoon at 1:30 to take up House Bill 6, establishing time schedules for the orderly organization and operation of the legislature. House Bill 55, an act relating to an employee suggestion award system, establish an effective date. We will also take up H.J.R. 12, which was introduced today. It's relating to a tax exemption granted to federal employees in Alaska and other locations outside the contiguous 48 states. Mr. Speaker, if there's objection from any member of the committee or from any member of this House, we will not take action on this last resolution I just mentioned, because it will not be the practice of the committee very frequently to take up a bill the same day that it's introduced to this body. But if there is no objection voiced, we might take action on that particular resolution. I'll just announce at this time, too, that for Monday, we're going to take up HB 34, relating to the preparation and distribution of a taxpayer survey of the budget, and HB 7 relating to election ballots. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Parker.
Mr. Speaker, at 9 a.m. Monday, the CRA committee will meet in room 628 of the courthouse for a work session on H.J.R. 10, the Kodiak boundary dispute.
Representative Meekins.
Mr. Speaker, the Finance Committee will meet immediately after the Democratic Caucus, which I understand is going to be called.
Representative Carney.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be a Democratic Caucus immediately after we adjourn.
Representative Branson.
Mr. Speaker, there will be a Republican Caucus immediately after adjournment.
Representative Anderson.
If there are no further announcements.
There are. Yesterday we got a letter from the governor requesting us to attend a meeting on D2 that will be held at 4 o'clock today in the governor's conference room. And I called them back and they said they'll let in whoever shows up. So everybody that wants to go should show up, and it will be in the governor's conference room, so it's that would be crowded and smoky. But also, I have one announcement. Representative Rogers has challenged everybody here who is a smoker to do as he has done, and that is to try to give up the smoking habit. And the way you do that is that you give the Speaker of the House $100, and then I'll hold the $100, and those members who lose, the money will go then to the winners, those who haven't started smoking. And I think that, is that for 60 days? Representative Rogers? Well, I've only got $100. Those other three members, please see me after the session. But we did do this a few years ago, and Representative Cotton and Representative Malone gave up the habit and kept their $100, so it can be done. Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Rogers be excused from the call of the House on Saturday, February 24th through Monday, February 26th.
There's no objection. Representative Rogers will be excused from the call of the House on January 24th through 26th.
Mr. Speaker, I've got a long list of announcements here. The first one I'd like to make is that there will be a committee chairman's meeting after session on Monday, January 29th. That's next Monday. Under announcements, Mr. Speaker, Jim Austin of the Alaska Native Brotherhood apologizes for the confusion on the ANBNS reception for legislators. It has been canceled for tomorrow night and will be rescheduled for next week. Probably February 2nd, and I assume there will be another announcement forthcoming. The Alaska Dental Society invites legislators and their guests to attend the annual ADS Legislative Cocktail Party. It's on Friday tonight, January 26th, at the Baranoff Hotel at the Gold Room between 6 and 7:30 p.m. The American Legion Legislative Reception is at 8 p.m. tonight at the American Legion Dugout, and that is across from the Mendenhall Apartments. The menu is king crab, king salmon, and Petersburg shrimp. Sounds like a real nice affair. State Democratic Central Committee invites Democratic legislators to meet with them Saturday, January 27th, 1979, at 1:30 p.m. at the Gastineau Suite at the Baranoff Hotel. Excuse me. State Democratic Central Committee fundraising dinner for, and Senator Gravel will be the speaker. There will be a no-host cocktail party at 7 p.m. Dinner is at 8 p.m. It's $25 a plate at the Baranoff Hotel. That's January 27th, 1979. I don't know how you're all going to be able to keep track of all these functions, but I hope you're... We'll post this up somewhere outside, too, so we don't lose track. Now, we have also International Longshoremen and Warehousemen Seal Liver Ball. And legislators, spouses, and staff are invited at 222 Willoughby Avenue, the Longshoremen's Hall. This is at 7 p.m. tomorrow night, Saturday night, January 27th. Now we have, excuse me, a hosted function. This is a lobbyist's brunch for legislators and spouses. This is Sunday, January 28th at 11:30 a.m. at the Latch String. I want to go back to the International Longshoremen's Warehousemen's Seal Liver Ball. The menu is, and this is again on Saturday, January 27th, roast goose, turkey, beef, ham, salmon, halibut, king crab, clams, wine, liquor, beer, soda, coffee.
No seal liver?
I was looking for it, but it's not there, but imagine it'll sneak it in somehow. But that's the end of the announcements, Mr. Speaker.
Is there any other announcements? Representative Carney.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just received word that we have some people in Gallery A with Mr. Hansen there with Boys State, Governor Darrell Thompson from Anchorage, Lieutenant Governor Mike Storyhorn from Anchorage, Mayor David Carpenen, Eagle River.
Is there any other guests introduced? Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, if there's no further business to come before the House, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Monday morning.
The House will be adjourned until 10 a.m. Monday morning.